Hi, we're the Carrots, and you're listening to
91.9 FM KCSB
Santa Barbara.
Yay!
Hello! No, I know I hate doing these. I never know what to say. Hi, this is Kimmy Dawson, and you are listening to KCSB 91.9 FM Santa Barbara.
That's good.
This is Viking Moses. You're listening to 91.9 FM KCSB Santa Barbara.
If you deem profanity, obscenity, or frank discussions to be distasteful, the next hour programming on KCSB may be objectionable to you. Please tune out now and rejoin us in 1 hour. This is 91.9 FM KCSB, broadcasting live from the campus of the University of California, Santa Barbara.
You're listening to, KCSB,
KCSB,
91.9, 5432 fun. And if it's pop, 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 pop music that you love, then you came to the right spot. Let's have some 5432 fun.
Hello. It is 10:02 here on KCSB 91.9 FM Santa Barbara. The show is called 5432 Fun. It's on every Thursday, 10 p.m. At least through the for one more week at least, and then we'll see. Hopefully, we'll be on at the same time in 2 weeks. So this is 5432 Fun. I usually play songs, DIY pop, punk, folk, and electronic type music. For the past 4 weeks, for 2 months of the summer, I went on tour with a band around the country, playing with lots of other really good bands. I recorded most of the sets that the bands played, and I'm trying to play them on the radio show. So we had 4 parts of this so far. We've gone from Fresno, California, all the way to Baltimore, Maryland. And today we start in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia, August 3rd, 2009. We play at a house called Flavor Country USA. And we play with 2 bands. My friend Kyle, who has played on this radio show before, if you remember. And a band called Horn and Tusk. So if you have any questions about what I'm doing, I'll just tell you again, I'm playing recordings from bands that we played with while on tour this summer. This is August 3rd, Richmond, Virginia. This is My Friend Kyle, followed by Horn and Tusk. Call in 805-893-2424. This is 5432 Fun on KCSB.
Okay, this song's about the end of the world. Nuclear Holocaust. Get into it. The end of the world was yesterday, and you and me, babe, we made it through okay. The bombs fell from the sky like a hellfire rain, but we were both locked in a rubble basement, so we were safe. I never thought that being wrapped in cellophane could be anything more than a kinky experiment in pain. Oh, you and me, baby, we gotta restart this human experiment. Oh, you and me, baby, we gotta repopulate the earth again. And to start us off, well, I think I found a brand new place to live in. Let's in a good neighborhood, deep, deep in the woods. White picket fence and a bright green lawn, and it's even got a 2-car garage. It's got a 2-car garage, oh babe, we got a 2-car garage. We got a 2-car garage, but we can't drive a mile. Looking for food, looking for newcomers search for friends, avoiding the others who may now have extra appendages from the nuclear fallout. With all this stuff, it's kind of hard to believe that it's not as much fun. I can't see your face when we pull up to my house and see how much of a big fucking deal I am. Oh, darling, let's look at this realistically. Oh, darling, how we gonna make this life fulfilling? I know you say we got a lot to look forward to and appreciate, but why can't you see? What use is a two-car garage if nobody knows who you are? You can't be a big fish in a pool if you got no one to compare yourself to. Hey, we got a two-car garage. Oh, maybe we got a two-car garage. We got a two-car garage, but we can drive a mile. The end of the world was yesterday, and you and me, baby, we'll make it through, okay. Oh man, I get so nervous sometimes. It's really new, and it's not actually
included up. If I told you I talked in a manner not normally spoken, would you take that as more an excuse or doubtful reply to the calm that you show every time that our dialogue's broken? Well, I can't tell you how jealous I've been, that look in your eye, not the reflection of me or the blue of the sky, more the beauty I've seen every time you walk by. If I told you I walked in a manner not usually so hasty, would you raise up an eyebrow and smile? Never could tell. See, I'm blushing beneath my complacent expressions, and lately I've wanted to speak when you leave, but I just wish you well. And while watching you go, I feel how far I fell. Just like landing on stone down the neighborhood well. Down the neighborhood well.
Yeah. Thanks. Couscous and watch Ehe play another set.
If anybody drinks, it's like
a... All right, so that was Horn and Tusk playing live at Flavor Country USA, which was a house in Richmond, Virginia. He only got to play two songs because we had to head over to this weird bar called Couscous afterwards. And Ehe played, or the other band that we were on tour with, Ehe played a second set there because they were loud and we... It would be silly for us to do that, but it was fun. And then the next day, that was Horn and Tusk and my friend Kyle live in Richmond, Virginia. at Flavor Country USA August 3rd. August 4th, we go to Greensboro, North Carolina. Play at a place called the Maya Gallery. And with a local band called Three-Brained Robot. And it's difficult to really understand what's going on in the audio because it was more of a performance type thing. But I think there's videos on the internet if you search for Three-Brained Robot. But here's one of the songs that he played live at the Maya Gallery in Greensboro on August 4th. Call in 805-893-2424. Recapping a 2-month tour, these are the bands that we played with. Here it is. This is KCSB.
Thank you. everyone, and remember, I know your secrets.
Yay! Woo!
Another wonderful visit from my man's little boy's dummy JoJo, which I got the day my dad got in a car crash, and we all got the flu, and I threw up all night. So my mom gave us a perfect.
Okay, so I understand that it'd be difficult to understand what's actually going on if you're just listening to the audio, but if you look for some video on the internet of three-brained robot, it should help you understand what exactly was going on in that piece. But yeah, that was at the Maya Gallery in Greensboro, August 5th. We continue southward to Charleston, South Carolina, playing at the Prok House, P-R-O-K House. And we play with Charlie McAllister, who I've played on this show before. Pretty amazing stuff. It was one of the weirdest shows we played, but it was really, really fun. Charlie McAllister, if you've never heard him, maybe check that out. This is 5432 Fun on KCSB, 91.9 FM, Santa Barbara. Charlie McAllister live at the Prok House, August 5th.
Dance out there.
Never learn. Never learn.
I've been living in this state for
Charlie, show
20
us.
Years.
I got the best buns contest. Anybody can do that.
Very fun.
Anyone.
Best buns.
Anyone
but,
can do that.
Dude, that's gonna be winners on that cooler. Get up on the cooler. Shake your hand.
Yeah!
Charlie McAllister live at the Proc House. Charlie McAllister band, full band. Pretty awesome. Really fun kind of dance party. Everyone was having a lot of fun. It was really hot and there were mosquitoes everywhere. And then we went to the beach afterwards, and I had never really been to an East Coast beach, but we went and it was like midnight or later than that. And it was probably the coolest thing I've ever, I mean, it was the best beach I've ever seen. The moon was full and it was just really awesome. I don't really know how to explain it any better. But yeah, I don't even like the beach, so that was kind of nice. Okay, next day. We go to Athens, Georgia. Big music town. Never been there before. If you've heard of something called the Elephant Six Collective or anything like that, that's where it comes from. And lucky for us, we got to play with some of those folks. It was really cool. We played at a place called The Secret Squirrel. And it was with... We played with four other bands or four other performances or whatever. First was Theo from Nana Grizzle. He played solo, followed by Julian Koster, who's part of the Elephant Six Collective. He is behind the music tapes, and he's played in Neutral Milk Hotel. But the thing that he did at the show was this singing saw thing, and it was really awesome. And then John Fernandez, who is also part of the Elephant Six Collective, he played in Olivia Tremor Control as well as Circulatory System. And that was really cool. And then a band called Dead Dog played, and they were a really good punk band. So I'm going to play all four of those right now. Athens, Georgia at the Secret Squirrel, August 6th, with Theo from Nana Grizzle, Julian Koster, John Fernandez, and Dead Dog. Call in 805-893-2424. This is 5432 Fun, recapping a summer tour, bands that we played with, live recordings from the shows. Here we go. This is KCSB.
This wise city life feels so awful. It should be unlawful to live where you can't see the stars. Hundreds of miles away, we draw the same lines to conclusions. There's no need for confusion when we all throw in the towel. Down the street from here, there's a forest. Not enough for us to tell how was your day. Circles round the block, is this how all my time gets wasted? I don't think so, but we've tasted night air and now we just want more. A thousand postcards later, we will seem older, but that's normal. Cars broke down and it's just too cold to hitchhike to your door. And down the street from here, there's a forest and a lake. And I go there with my friends who both try to pretend I'm complicated, to interpret the things we said in letters and phone calls. Not enough numbers to tell
You guys are number three.
So that was Dead Dog playing live at Secret Squirrel in Athens, Georgia on August 6th. Before that was John Fernandez from the Elephant Six Collective playing live. Julian Coster, who's also from the Collective, playing live. And Theo from Nana Grizzle played first, played a Nana Grizzle song that everyone sang along to. And then that night we stayed at the Orange Twin commune, or whatever they call it. It was really cool. Really cool place. If you have the chance, look up Orange Twin. What do they call it? Orange Twin Pres... No. Anyway, look up Orange Twin. It's this really awesome space that they're creating on like 150 acres of land in Athens. And they also run a record label and such. So that was Athens. Good music experience, Athens. Next day, August 7th, we go to Gainesville, which is also a big music place. And it did not disappoint either. We played with Invisible Dolphin and Dirty Fist. We played at the Wayward Council, which is a really rad space over there. August 7th, here's Invisible Dolphin playing live, followed by Dirty Fist. And there was a fan blowing in there, so I have the recording of that a little bit. So kind of, you can hear the wind in the room, but you can still hear it. So yeah, this is 5432 Fun, listening to live recordings of bands that we played with on tour this summer. Call 805-893-2424. Here's the Invisible Dolphin.
Look the
Dirty Fist live at Wayward Council in Gainesville, Florida. Before that was the Invisible Dolphin live at that show as well. Really cool space. Thank you to Spence for setting that up. Spence has visited Santa Barbara before. And then let's see. I think we have 2 days left that we'll cover tonight. The next day, August 8th, we go to Panama City, Florida. We play at a record store called Tech Records, T-E-K, with a band called Velma and the Happy Campers, which was probably one of the best bands we played with. And I didn't expect these really awesome pop songs from this guy, but it was really good. Velma and the Happy Campers and a band called Daytime Pills, which I can't really describe, but it was really good as well. So that was at Tech Records. Here is Velma and the Happy Campers, August 8th, Panama City, Florida. This is 5432 Fun, KCSB.
Next song is a fun little ditty called Dragonflies Can't Have X-Ray Vision. And I thought it was true love, and no one could convince me otherwise. We glided on the air like dragonflies. And I wish I had kept the mask, cause it made me feel so much better. But you're always there, just like your old love letters. And I could never quite imagine that I could be such a passion. And no one could convince me otherwise. Now we dance on the water like
Oh.
All right, so that was Panama City, Florida. Really weird town, but the bands we played with were really good. Daytime Pills and Velma and the Happy Campers. Panama City, man. It's weird. It's like a beach town, kind of like Santa Barbara, but it's in the south. It was pretty weird, but we stayed at a house with a really nice cat, probably the best cat of the whole tour. And we stayed with some pretty nice cats. So it's a pretty bold statement. Panama City. Let's see. August 9th, 2009. We go to Birmingham, Alabama, and play at a space called Magic City Wholesale, which I guess is like an art space. And this was like the only DIY venue left in town because they were all being shut down. So it was really cool that they had this going. We played with a local, like, kind of hardcore band that I didn't really care for that much. But then our show was combined with another show with touring bands. And one of them was Flashlights from Florida. So this is Flashlights playing live at Magic City Wholesale in Birmingham, Alabama, August 9th. And I think this will be the last thing I play tonight. This is part 5 of the tour recap shows. I think I might have to do like 4 more to get through everything. We're only in Birmingham and we have to get back to Santa Barbara. So we'll see how long it takes. But here's Flashlights live at Magic City Wholesale, Birmingham, Alabama. Call in 805-893-2424 for any last minute questions about anything that I'm playing. You can also check out the playlists at myspace.com/5432fun. And also at kcsb.org, you can see playlists updated live. Yeah, so keep listening to 5432fun. That's the show. Sorry. 10 p.m. next week. And Smooth Beats is next. After Flashlights.
Thanks, man. Next time we'll have some more ideas, so.